Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast with your hosts, Dwayne Dirksen and Tanner Friesen. Stay tuned for all kinds of hunting talk, outdoors talk, various other topics. You're sure to have a good time. You're in good hands.
It is an absolute human certainty that no one can know his own beauty or perceive a sense of his own worth until it has been reflected back to him in the mirror of another loving, caring human being. John Joseph Powell.
John Joseph Powell, hey?
He's talking about companionship.
Not familiar with his work.
Well, me neither. I heard it the other day. It was a good quote.
All right.
Not so bad.
Not so bad indeed.
Well,
episode 10, here we are.
Dun, dun, da, ba-dum-tsh. 10 episodes of hashtag mugs bantering.
Yikes. Boy, howdy.
Life journeys that we've been on in the last 10 episodes.
I suppose.
Little reflection. Been up and down the old roller coaster they call life.
I suppose, yeah. Little here, little there, little back and forth. You know, couple surprises along the way.
Yeah. Well, what's life without a few of those?
You know, a little licking your wounds here and there, a little...
Part one and two.
Yeah, a little something else, a little, you know...
Dabbling here, dabbling there.
All in a day's work.
I'd reckon. Finish your ribbons. Finish your heavies.
Finish your heavies.
Finish your lights.
Get that vitamin R in you, kids.
Yeah, you've been drinking a new beer lately.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's good.
Not bad?
Not bad.
What would you compare it to?
You know, that's a good question. I'd say, taste-wise, probably a cross between Bud Light and... No, it's better than Bud Light, for sure.
All right. Like, is it fruity like a Budweiser?
No, not like that. It's not sweet and fruity like that, but it's... Oh, man, I don't even know what to call it. Shoot. It's almost like a... Maybe a cross between a Miller Lite and a Coors Banquet, almost, I'd say.
Oh, so not for me, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, my comparison might be completely off.
I'll have to dabble myself.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
I mean, try something new.
Hey, man. Pertinier, anything's worth trying once.
Well!
I don't know if I'd jump off a cliff and hope I'd land on the...
I mean, I wouldn't do meth just to try it, but,
well, me
you know,
either.
That's maybe one of them things that ain't worth trying once.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I said most, a lot of things are. Not everything. No.
Fair enough.
No, I wouldn't say trying to run into a cop car is worth trying.
Yeah, or like
on the road.
Playing chicken with a train.
Yeah, like some things are just stupid.
Well, you can't fix stupid, is what they say.
That's what they say.
Can confirm.
away she goes.
Okay, couple shout-outs.
Give her.
So the boys, couple boys that I'm familiar with. My cousins, actually.
All right.
Flooring guys.
Really?
Yeah. My cousin Nick. My cousin John.
Howdy.
Thanks for tuning in every week. You leeches. You guys are
heard
both...
You heard it here first, folks. Leeches.
Leeches. Another word for mugs.
And by the way, you can hear one Kenworth and one Volvo driving by currently.
They're playing a game of chicken here, boy.
Those great outdoors.
Yeah, live again from... Last one from this location. The secret location. We're moving to another.
Friendly neighbors.
Those boys, they listen every week. Actually, just want to do a quick congratulations to John. Just had a baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I think 2 days ago now.
How about that?
At least at the time of recording this. So well, that'd be Maisie.
Looks like the kiddo has something to listen to.
Hey.
Put the kid to sleep. Put this on. Put the kid to sleep.
Oh, she might be fired up, though.
Hey, you never know.
But yeah, John is our local Manitoba Sasquatch expert.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a Sasquatch expert.
Ooh, anything you need to know
about Sasquatch? He's a guy.
Well, they say there was a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot at least in Mitchell years ago. That's why they called it the Bigfoot Days, like the summer festival.
Is that what it's called, the Bigfoot Days?
It used to be.
Oh, this is back
years ago.
Yeah,
20 years ago.
So before my time. Before your time, really, too.
Yeah. And they say there were some Sasquatches around St. Anne as well. But, you know, it's hard to confirm something like that. But, hey, you know, you just take it. Take it as you wish, and you know, I've always kind of been interested in the Sasquatches myself. I mean, I haven't really dug around too much, but
oh, I know a guy.
There you go.
This guy, I kid you not, he is. You want to know what they eat? He knows.
Okay.
You want to know where they live? He knows.
Okay.
He knows how smart they are. Apparently, they bury their dead.
Really?
That's one thing I learned. Yeah. We were out having a couple beverages, a fellow would say.
Okay. Keeping refreshed.
Keeping hydrated. On a hot summer day, it's mandatory.
You know, that's important to stay hydrated on a hot summer day. Any day, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere at all times.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he's the local Sasquatch, Bigfoot, big hairy dude. Expert. So you can follow them on Instagram. Nick, I believe, is at that Nick Ryan guy.
The Sasquatch expert.
No, that's Nick. Nick is just a flooring guy with a BA beard.
Really?
Oh yeah.
How about that?
You got a pretty manly beard going on. Oils Decent. Every day. Yeah. John. I think it's just Johnny Weeb. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he's the one that's a Sasquatch expert. Okay.
Well, yeah,
shout out to those guys.
Cool. Keep listening, fellas.
Yeah. Tell your friends.
And any ladies that might be tuning in as well.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell everybody.
Let everybody know.
The Flatlands Field and Fowl featuring Tall Oak Pursuit podcast.
Recently accepted onto Spotify.
Recently, yeah.
Listen to a few episodes there.
And I'm pretty sure it's like on every platform these days. It's on Google Play, it's on iTunes, it's on
Stitcher,
I think Podbean.
Podcast Addict.
Yeah. Pretty much all the big names it's on nowadays. So we've come a long way from just being on Anchor and like a couple other ones that nobody's heard of.
Shout out to Anchor for getting us our start, though.
Thanks, Anchor.
Yeah. Clutch.
Clutch, yeah.
Wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. And a few butt heavies. One night.
A couple stiff waters.
Was it waters that night? Hard waters?
I think it was. It was cold then. It was still snow on the ground.
Yeah, well, it was midwinter.
So there would have been some stiff waters.
It would have been stiff water. Yeah. No heavies.
Or stiff coffee.
Yeah, you were mixing them stiff coffees. I'm not a big fan of them stiff coffees.
I don't mind once in a while.
Not for me. Unless I'm going camping. Like, if I'm camping first thing in the morning, yep, done deal. Then I'll do it. On a Saturday morning, I'll take my cream and sugar.
Cream and sugar, hey? Not a fan.
Never used to be. And then,
I
know I've told you the old story. The docs told me no more black coffee for me.
Oh, right. Yeah. I wonder what the Sasquatch takes in his coffee.
I know a guy.
Ain't that the truth.
NASCAR Minute.
Well, hey, looky here. What do we have here?
Oh!
The old boss man.
Uh-oh. He's off for the week. So,
special guest or
what? Special guest featuring at... Dave doesn't have a Instagram.
At UDT.
At UDT. I should start running their social media page.
Yeah, start one up. You took a nice photo of all the rigs there cleaned up.
Yeah, we got it all dialed up. Stuff to be at the office, eh? Yeah. You're featured on the Flatlands Field and Foul podcast as of now.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
How about that? First special guest.
First guest. Didn't think it was going to be...
Dave Unger.
Dave Unger from UDT or UFS. Both.
Used to work for his brothers.
Yeah.
Hunger Meats.
That's correct.
And
anybody
sell these livestock.
Anybody in the southeast area, if you're looking for good quality meat and feed for said animals that you're going to turn into meat, head on over to Hunger's.
Yeah, Hunger Meats, Hunger Feeds. Yeah.
They got everything going there. You need butcher paper? They got it. You need need a boning knife? Hey, they got one.
You need
chicken waterers? They got them.
You need a place boarded and
taped
and
spray foam
sprayed.
They do that too. Well, the family does it too.
Family does it too.
Boy howdy, they're just a moguls. They're doing everything.
How about that?
Corner of the market, really.
Just shut everybody down. Just let them run it.
May as well.
Monopoly.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they'll be into trucking and farming.
Well, they used to be into farming.
Yeah, but I mean like commercial farming. That's what I was getting at.
Hey, you never know.
Hey. They know a chicken farmer.
It's not dark yet tonight. Sun's still up, boys.
The hamster wheel is turning. So, yeah, what do you got for NASCAR minute?
Well, MTJ got his fourth win this weekend.
For the fourth time this year, race winner. MTJ, come on.
For the fifth time this year, stage winner MTJ, come on.
Eric Jones got his first win. Congrats
last
to him.
Week, yeah. We were a week before there, yeah.
In the old DeWalt car.
Yeah. JGR.
Yep. He's a DeWalt car. Yeah. The 20.
Yep. Hey, next year in the Xfinity, they're having the Toyota Supra.
And there's a new... Actually, everybody's getting a new body style except for Chevy. So Ford is getting a new body style as well.
Are they putting a Mustang in or something?
Well, it's always been the Mustang.
Oh, right.
But... it's the updated version
right.
to match.
And then Chevy still has the Camaro in the Xfinity.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is now, that means not next year, the year after, it'll be in a Cup Series. Which means Chevy will have had 2 years to work out the kinks on their Camaro package.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
They just can't seem to win in that package.
Wow. It's a completely different aero package, though.
Exactly, like
Everybody's been saying, well, all the cars have to be the same aero. They're not. They have an indent in the front. No one else has that until everybody has to catch up. I know Ford's bringing in their Mustang next year to the Cup Series, which means they're, what do they have now? They have the...
Fusion.
Fusion?
Yeah.
The Fusion's out.
Good.
Exactly. So I think next year and the year after could be the Chevy boys' turn to run it, because they're going to have 2 years to work out the kinks.
In my opinion, they should be running the, quote, sports car in the... Cup Series, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
It's worked for years, but I don't see why you got to run the family sedan in the Cup Series. But, I mean, that's been a thing, but...
Yeah, like, but that was the closest thing that they had when Chevy brought in the SS. Sorry, well, it was called the SS, but it was the... it's pretty much the Impala grill.
Yeah.
Right? When they had that grill going for them, that whole body style... It was round, and the front was round, and it was sleek. So Ford went with something that had a similar look, right? Because they're still going to try and get a look of a car that you can buy on the lot.
Yeah, and they can do some dang good work with their decals and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, those headlights look real.
Yeah. So. But looks like we have a bit of a three-way race for the regular season title here.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch and MTJ and Kevin Harvick.
Can't count out old son Boyer.
Clint Boyer with two wins.
Two wins? And he's been close a few times. Like, yep. He's been running top fives.
Hey, Blaney finally got a P2 this weekend, I think.
Blaney's had a hard time with his car this year. He's been caught up in a few bad wrecks.
Yeah.
And he's just had, I think they're just missing setups.
He'll be around.
He will. Old son knows how to drive.
And Mr. Chase Elliott, we're still pulling for you.
Still. We're not losing the faith yet.
No.
We know you how to. We know you know how to wheel it in there.
All in due time, my friend.
Patience.
Patience is
perseverance.
Perseverance leads to, or you got
time and space.
Time and
in a race car.
Part three. Licking your wounds. Part three.
Well, I guess you do need some time. You need good time in a race car, and the more space, the better. Most cars tend to run better in clean air.
That's the truth. But hey, like. You haven't won yet, but we're supposed to glory in our sufferings because that produces perseverance, which brings character, and that brings hope. So,
old son Chase, you heard it here first.
Keep pulling. Keep that skinny pedal down.
What? Get all over that loud pedal. There's a good quote that you could say. Keep what?
Keep hammering.
There it is.
Just put that on a shirt. Just put that on a shirt.
Oh, I think it old is. Old White Teeth himself. So, yeah, that's kind of your NASCAR minute. Or two.
Or whatever.
How's the UFC scene looking, shaping up? There's been some shakeups.
Chad Money Mendez.
Boise, Idaho.
Big win on the weekend. So he's looking to fight top five, come his next fight. I mean, he's been off 2.5 years and first round finish. I mean, the guy's back. Yeah. He's better than ever.
I mean, lots of time to practice. Hey, we didn't talk about the UFC 226.
Didn't we?
No, that was, we haven't shot an episode since.
Oh, that was, yeah. Okay.
That was the other day.
Well, Daniel Cormier. And new heavyweight champion of the world. Daniel Cormier. Still has that fake light heavyweight belt that he never beat John Jones for, but that's besides the point.
Well, John Jones said he wants to secure his light heavyweight belt before he fights DC.
Which makes sense.
But he's going to have to fight DC for the belt. That's the thing. DC's not going to give that up. But DC's only got 2 fights left in him. He said that.
Yeah.
March 30th. He's done.
He wants to fight John Jones again.
He does. But John Jones also said he doesn't want to step into a title fight. He wants to fight before he...
It's fair.
Smart. But they haven't had a ruling yet. They're thinking the end of the month they'll have the ruling. So hopefully by August 1 we'll have a ruling on John Jones for you guys.
Hopefully it's only a 2-year suspension and he'll be back next summer.
Yeah.
Because he popped in last July, so they'll do time served. And then...
Well, his manager says he doesn't think he's going to get 2 years. I know it's automatic 2 years for...
Well, this is going to be a test to see how stiff USADA is.
Well, yeah, it is for sure.
So we'll see.
Who's paying who here?
Exactly. But...
I honestly think he's going to get 1.5 years.
That could be.
That's what I think is going to happen. He's going to get 1.5 years plus time served.
Oh, and can't forget on the weekend there, Super Sage Northcutt with a big win at 170.
Pretty boy.
Yeah. The child bodybuilder himself.
Yeah. Guy looks like something straight out of a Hollister magazine.
Probably is.
Yeah. People still make magazines? I know.
I still see Car and Driver. Road and Track.
Field and Stream. Hey.
Outdoor Canada. Hey.
Hey. Glad everything hasn't gone to email all of a sudden.
I get emails,
but I mean, like, I get too many emails. You still can pick up a magazine. You know, like, I still pick up the Property Guide.
Yeah, Property Guide. I love the Property Guide.
Something just to dabble on.
Put it in the reading room.
Yeah. The thinking place. The chair.
The throne. The porcelain throne.
I do my best thinking there.
And we all. Sometimes my
worst thinking as well.
Hey. You can think out of two ends there, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. That'll come on a... Yeah,
we'll leave that one there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chad Money Mendez back in the best form of his life.
Yeah, back in action.
No fight between Max Holloway and T-City.
Nope.
That one...
Hopefully that gets rescheduled, but we'll see where Holloway's at.
Yeah, he's going to have to get cleared for that one.
Yeah, hopefully his medical suspension isn't too long. I'm sure he'll get one.
I'm sure he's got it already.
We'll see what happens. I haven't heard anything, but...
I haven't either, actually.
But, I mean, this day and age, you're almost guaranteed one.
Well, every fighter gets suspended after a fight.
Yeah. Just to get cleared up.
Just to give your head a chance to heal. I know that's one thing that Chad said too. After suspension, he never fought it because he wanted to take some time off anyway.
Yeah,
because his chin was deteriorating quickly.
So here it is. Word on the street is Max Holloway got knocked out in training, says Michael Bisping.
Well, that was known already.
Yeah. So,
but he was only. I figured he was probably like he probably started. He probably got knocked out when he was sparring in Vegas. There's no way he flew to Vegas with a concussion like that. No way. I
wouldn't be surprised. That guy's a gamer.
Well, I know he is, but I mean, his coaches didn't know.
No, you're not hard sparring the week of the fight.
No,
though.
But I mean, you're Max Holloway isn't the kind of guy that's gonna just take it easy and hit pads for a week.
That's true.
That or you know what? He's you know doing a little wrestling,
yeah.
Little grappling, and you know,
things happen. Things happen. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that fight happens sooner than later.
Yeah. So there's some big news out in this neck of the woods.
Steinbach, Manitoba.
Yeah.
Had ourselves a little yearling bear in town here.
Rolling through.
Just passing through. In my opinion, I'd say that sucker was emaciated. And, like, you know, it's a yearling, so it's small, but it was looking super thin and kind of haggard. And so it's probably got run off by its mother and then it's having a hard time making ends meet.
Yeah, so he rolls into the big city.
Looking to make it big. Just surprised I didn't see a guitar case there with him. You know, trying to make it big in the bright lights. Yeah. Heading for the lights of town, as Josh Ward would say.
Old son looking for Nashville took a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
Ooh, bit of a hike.
Yeah, yikes. He's rolling through.
But yeah, I mean, that's not the first time we've seen a bear around here in recent years.
We had a moose last year.
Yeah. And we had some elk close by. And, yeah. And I mean,
St. Pierre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a moose in St. Pierre. Elk was up by St. Genevieve.
There was an elk in St. Pierre.
Was there?
Yeah, we almost hit it in our van. That was years back. Right?
Oh, yeah. But last year there was a moose there. I saw it.
Yeah. A moose on the loose.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there was a bear in Mitchell a few weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
There was not a report on it, but I saw the scat from it. And
yep. Yeah, I seen you sent me a picture of that.
My bear hunting time, along with another expert of the field, the gunsmith himself, Jim Schellenberg, we confirmed that it was bear scat, so.
I mean, that's some two valued opinions there. Hey.
I've seen it a few times, so I know what to look for.
Oh, true.
So does he.
Not I.
He's got a bit more time of field than the both of us together.
Combined, yeah. That old son's been around the block time,
I guess
too.
That's what happens when you're nearing 70 and you're still putting in time.
Hey, you know what? Never know when we're sitting there 70. So I'm sure a few kids will be saying, hey, those old boys, go talk to them about something hunting.
Hey.
They'll know.
Hey. Kind of like a Robertson.
Hey.
Hey. But
long in the tooth.
Long in the tooth. But yeah, it's not uncommon to see a bear in town here.
Oh, not at all.
I mean, this is kind of exactly where the swamp land, the real forest land that kind of ends at the shield. This is kind of where it ends before the prairies exactly start.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's stands of bush further west, but kind of like the thick of it kind of ends right about here.
Oh yeah, you start going any bit west and you're hitting grain land.
Exactly.
Like, there's not a whole lot of bush there.
No.
And you're lucky if you see, like, along the river there is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're lucky if you see maybe 20, 30 trees in a stand.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's all those windrows.
Yeah.
That are planted.
Yeah.
So.
And even that, there isn't very many of them.
That's mostly Niverville.
Yeah.
And then it opens up after
and then
there.
As soon as you cross the river.
Yeah. And the river's
wide
only
wide open spaces, Dixie
River's
chicks.
Only about 15 miles from here. Not even.
No, more than that.
15 miles, about.
30 clicks? Yeah, no, that makes
maybe
yeah,
more
yeah,
about
there. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, there's been bears that I know of a mile from here.
Oh yeah, well shoot, even in Grunthal, like bears out there all the time.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Running across the yard.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is a small bear. I mean, it's very curious and trying to find food, but in my opinion, nothing to be concerned about, really.
Oh no. But, I mean, then again, if you're a city dweller and you see a bear running across your property and you don't exactly have a trekking pole handy, I mean, might be a
Giannis
little scared.
Giannis Patelis can't be everywhere at once.
No, he can't.
The Latvian
he
eagle.
Ain't Superman. The Latvian lover. The Latvian warrior. That's what we start calling him.
Yeah. The trekking pole man.
Yeah. Trekking pole warriors.
You know, I've never gotten into the whole trekking pole thing, but that might be something to keep in mind if you're ever going to Alaska, if you want to fight off a brown bear.
Yeah, personal defense. never mind your sprayer.
You don't need a sprayer or a sidearm. You need a trekking pole.
Yeah, get yourself
a whack across the nose. Yeah. Boop.
There you go. And well, you need Dirt Myth riding the thing.
Well, yeah, you need a fella to ride the bear, but pert near a machine though.
Pert near, yeah.
Big old
kill
brown bear.
Kill a machine.
Big old brown bear up in Alaska. That's a machine, all right.
Oh yeah, well oiled.
Well oiled.
That would be a crazy hunt. Hunt brown bear up there?
Yeah.
Holy.
You need a bit of a satchel for that, old son.
Holy. You need a set of stones on you for that.
In that satchel there, yeah.
Good. Grief!
A little different than out on the prairies here.
Yeah, not so many big predators we have out here. Although, I've heard say, now, maybe you can confirm this.
I can't.
They say black bears attack more out of predation than a brown bear will. Brown bears tend to be more, like, at least human-wise, they'll attack more. Brown bears are usually a little more docile.
They'll avoid you a little more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with, I've heard that. And I do agree.
All right.
But on the other hand, there also is a higher amount of blacks versus browns.
True. True.
But.
So you think it's just a numbers game?
No, it's not just a numbers game.
Okay.
Partially, I think.
Yeah.
But definitely not just.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to go into a crowd of city folk.
Maybe we should have pulled up some stats here, but again, a mug's bantering, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems to be our best. Our best flowing episodes are the mugs bantering ones. I've gotten rave reviews on mugs bantering.
How about that? So, I mean, aside from, I mean, there's plenty of huge black bears around here too. So, I mean, check yourself when you're out in the bush, out in the thick of things, you know. You never know what you're going to see anywhere you go. Along with that, you got big wolves and packs of coyotes and.
Oh, we have some big wolves out here.
But, I mean, there's even lions out here too. A lot more than you think.
Yep, they're just
very sly. I thought I heard about one recently around here.
St. Maul has a lot of them because they're right where, like. St. Maul's in that nice low spot.
Yeah, right up the Rat River there.
Yeah. But they're still heavily treed.
Yeah.
Right? So it's
kind of... Lots of swamp and...
Yeah. Terrain-wise,
and a bit of Greenland and lots of livestock, too.
Oh, lots of livestock, yeah. I honestly think it has something to do a lot more with the amount of smaller farms that people have.
Could be.
And it seems to me in St. Maul... Now, this could just be my opinion. People tend to have, you know... few more, 5 chickens and 2 cows,
yeah.
And a couple pigs, a horse maybe. So, because out here, I mean, for the most part, we're all commercial farming, right? There's
always the hobby farm here and there, you know, but.
Yeah, but it's always an old retired person. Very rarely do you find people that are our age or slightly older that are hobby farming, because.
I got a friend.
Really?
Out in Trentham. That's due east of Sarnia.
Yeah, I know where Trentham is, but I'm trying to think who hobby farms out there.
A friend of mine, he's probably...
Well, I'd reckon you better tell him to get his chickens cleaned up before the geese start rolling in. He's going to have to cause me to put down some birds.
Boy, howdy. Don't come in his yard unannounced.
Woo! No.
Might not make it out.
Them's fighting words.
Old song.
Woo! On to the next one. I've heard of lions being around Mitchell, too.
See?
Up by the Uggers.
Yeah, yeah.
Up by the store.
See?
I heard 3 lions at once there. I didn't hear them. I heard about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually you don't hear them.
Exactly.
However, I'll kind of revert a little bit to what I heard on a Meat Eater podcast not too long ago. Talking about mountain lions. They're talking with a CO, conservation officer.
Yeah.
Or I guess he's a warden out in the States. And there's lots of them out there. But people don't get scared until they see them, right? You know, they wonder why their garbage ripped open and then they blame raccoons.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's a big cat.
Yeah.
So when somebody sees it, well, then there's a big fuss about it. They've been here for years.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to get, though. They're sly critters. I'll tell you a story. And I can't say that this is, you know, 100% true firsthand. I'm just hearing it. This is just a story that I heard from my old man. So he was out cougar hunting a few years ago. And I'm not talking about going to the Palomino with a couple $100 in your pocket. and a little too much cologne on. He was out cougar hunting in the mountains somewheres. I think it was out in BC.
Out west.
And
where the wild things roam.
Yes, sir.
Not that they don't hear, but anyways, carry on.
So, for those of you that are unfamiliar, lions and cougars are frequently hunted with dogs.
Yep.
Being a cat, that these things are, they are cats, they're feline, they are scared of dogs. You get 10 dogs together, they start barking up a tree, that cat is going to tree himself. That's what it's called, treeing himself.
A dog can't climb a tree.
All you gotta do is walk up, blouch! Pack that thing out.
Pack it out.
All you gotta do is find a hot track. Well, my old man and the guy and the dogs are running through there, right? Traipsing through the bush, or the mountainside. 4 foot snow, just trucking.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the lead dog sits down, like they're on trail, whatever. Lead dog sits down, points his ears back. And the guy looks at him and goes, "We gotta go right now. We gotta get out of here now." My old man goes, "What do you mean? Why? Like, we're on a hot track." The guy goes, "Well, we just became the hunted." And that dog knew.
Yeah.
What the cougar had done, had treed himself, and then jumped treetops and started tracking them backwards. Yeah. The old Peterbilt.
Good golly, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it does.
Looks nice, too.
Listen to that turbo spool.
Woo!
Makes a fellow get a little eager to have himself a turbo diesel.
Ain't that the truth?
All in due time.
All in due time. Patience, what?
Time and space?
Part 4?
I can't get track of how many parts we're good on already. Grief.
But yeah, but a cat like that, as well as a wolf, those are the kind of things that they're going to see you a long ways before you're going to see them most of the time.
Boy, I got a story about wolves.
I think you told me this one. Tell it again.
All right. So,
you're out deer hunting, right?
Yeah. Moons ago.
Yeah, I remember.
I was out hunting. Good one. Hunting on our property there down in the south. Out in a swamp.
In the swampland.
Yeah. And
close to the border.
Fairly.
The general, I mean, we're all close to the border.
Yeah. Here. So, I'm walking in and it is pitch dark. I want to get to the stand early. And
I thought you were walking out.
What? Well, hang on. Hold on, old son. Patience. Time and space.
Time and space with a wolf.
With the wolf, yeah. There was not much of the space side things.
Not a whole lot of time either.
No. So I'm walking in and I can start hearing these things howl. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's probably a good 25-minute walk in from where I park. And I was about maybe 200 yards from my stand.
Okay. Right?
So I'm getting close. And, you know, your guard kind of drops. And you're like, okay, well, I've made it, right? In the back of your mind, you know there's predators out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you kind of walk with your hand on your knife just to make sure it's still there every now and again. And so anyways, they were howling so close to me, I could hear the vibration in their voice. You could hear the... It's hard to explain, but it was like a woo, like it jumped. So
yeah, I've heard that. I know how that is.
It even coyotes have a very distinct vibration. So anyways, I hunt the day, nothing. It's dark, pitch black again. I grab my stuff and well, time to
the old turbo diesel.
Yeah, the old Cummins. So I grab my stuff and I head out. And I'm walking out, and I kind of get this feeling that I'm being watched. Thinking
that little hair on your back, your neck's a little standing up.
Yeah, my spidey senses were tingling.
The old sixth sense.
And
I am now the hunted.
I'm thinking, no one else is out here but me.
Well, I guess you never know.
Well, you never know.
Anyways.
But I figured that something's following me here. So I stop and bust out my headlight, and I'm looking around, right? See nothing. All right. So I walk another 10, 15 feet, and like my hairs are standing up on end. Thinking, okay, this is not good. I shouldn't be this nervous to walk
the
to my
weapon truck. Is ready.
Oh, yeah. I got my hand on my knife. I got the thing unclipped. I'm ready in case something's about to go down. I got my release.
Yeah.
At least on my, like, I'm clipped on just for the odd chance. I figure, you know what? I can get one down, maybe two if they get close.
then I'm going to be fighting for my life here. So I start doing a brisk walk that turns to a jog that turns into a dead sprint to my truck.
Yeah.
Because it just, the feeling keeps getting worse.
How far away are we here?
When I started jogging, I was for sure 125 yards.
Okay.
Like, not far, but far enough to, like...
get in trouble.
Get in trouble. So I book it to my truck. Get in. Throw my stuff in my truck. Slam the door. Turn the key. My headlights shine on and turn on, right? And I kid you not, right where I was standing, there's a pack of three of them just sniffing the ground.
Yeah.
Woo! The adrenaline starts rushing, right? So you pull out and you're driving home, and then you start hitting that adrenaline crash. Yeah. You're starting to realize what just happened.
The heart rate's still up.
As much as we can sit here and say that we're the apex predator, you're in their world, man.
There's competition out there, old son.
Boy, howdy. You're starting to realize that you may have not been...
so apex, after all.
Well, you may have not been found for a little while.
Exactly.
That's why I always make a habit now of telling people if I don't get it... I usually tell three people. If I don't get in contact to you or with you by Sunday night at 10 o'clock, send somebody.
There's trouble.
Because I'm either hurt or long gone. So... but yeah, that was a hairy moment in this old son's life.
Yeah,
you start having a little more appreciation for Mother Nature and the critters that roam it.
A little more respect and fear, perhaps.
Yeah, it's a good fear though.
Yeah, it's a good keeps fear. You in check.
It's a respect thing, right? You give them their space, they'll leave you alone.
Just like running bear baits. I mean. This year I got a little brave and I tried to spend a little time on the ground with them. Just, yep. You mostly smaller ones, you know, nothing crazy. But the whole time I was always, you know, heart's racing a little bit. I mean, the more you spend time with them, the less your heart's going to race. You know, those butterflies go away a bit. But you always got to, I think that heart rate jumping is one good way to keep you in check all the time.
Oh, for because sure.
There's always a chance. Have something bad going on, no matter how tough you are, no matter if you got a weapon in your hands, or you know, whatever. There's always a chance of something.
People, I hear it all the time. Oh, I'm not scared of nothing. I'm not scared of nothing. I call bullshit. Then you don't do anything scary.
Yeah.
Because there should be something in your life that you do. Maybe, you know what they say, once a day. I don't buy that. I think, whatever, you should be comfortable day to day. But, you know, your passion, it should scare you a little bit. There should be things that get your heart racing. I mean, no different than pulling back on... any size buck,
yeah,
right. Your heart start. You can target practice out to 100 yards, then shoot. You know,
deadly groups.
The tightest group possible.
You
can outshoot Cam Haynes, but if your heart doesn't start in your chest and you start shaking a little bit when you're behind that bull, and all of a sudden that 70 pounds starts feeling like 140,
yeah,
that's when, you know, that's good. No different than a good fear of critters. And first guest making a he gone,
making the grand exit.
Yeah. So you should. There's things in Mother Nature that should scare you, and you should be scared of them, but a respect scared, not like scared.
Not
you're
scared
not going
to
do
it.
Yeah.
That should drive you to be better.
Exactly.
And work harder and maybe be more. Careful, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the meat tree, the meat eater boys. They're not scared to go back to a fog knack.
No.
They're going to be a little more cautious with putting their backpacks down and where they're eating sandwiches.
And where their sidearms are, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to be switching spots.
Nope, that they're not.
But, yeah, I mean, you just got to keep that respect up all the time because you never know. I mean, what happens, you're just walking. You know, nothing around, and then maybe you twist your ankle and you're down.
Yeah.
You know? Next thing you know, maybe there's something coming for you.
Yeah, now you're wounded.
Yeah.
It's like running from a bear. You never run from a bear.
No.
Now you just became...
the hunted.
Food.
Yeah.
I hear you. That's, yeah, there should be things that you do that scare you, but not scared to do them.
Yeah. You just you just got to be cautious and careful and keep that respect up and And save the Bud Heavies for afterwards.
Amen. Yeah, keep them out of the stand.
Yeah.
You don't want to be taking a leak all over your tree stand.
No. And besides, that's just the wrong thing to do anyways.
So. Exactly. Or don't wave. That's okay. That's a friendly man.
They're in a Lincoln.
A little snobby, you might say.
Understandable.
All right. I met some good people in Lincoln.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, I think my uncle has one. So yeah, there's good people in Lincolns.
My uncle's got one. My real estate agent has one.
There you go.
She's a great gal, though. Real great gal. But yeah, so.
Keep that respect up.
That goes for all aspects of life, too.
All aspects of life,
whether that be work, people, critters.
And there's some, quote, fears in life that you can just fake it till you make it. But
I wouldn't say being in a bush is one of them.
I wouldn't say being in the bush is one of them, exactly.
You know, if you
take time to study and learn and
you should still get a little nervous walking in the dark back out of your tree stand.
But
because you know what's out there.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a respecting, right?
Yeah.
If that means you carry your spray in, carry your spray in.
That means you want to take a shotgun with?
Hey,
take it with.
Life insurance, man.
That's a good policy to have.
No different than safe work. We all want to go home at the end of the day, yeah. Whether you're hunting or working.
Exactly. You want to keep all
There's heavies to drink.
You want to keep all 10 digits on them hands.
Yeah, I'd reckon.
Had a couple close calls, but hey, they're still all here. Oh, they still all function for the most part.
I had a close call the other day.
Got one that's a bit not so good, but hey, that's what happens in life.
Just about nailed 3 of my fingers together.
Ooh.
Yeah, whoops. Cut a stud a little short. I was framing. Ooh. Cut a stud a little short. Figured, I can make it work. Put my hand there behind. And, oh, yeah. Whoop-pack! And I felt the nail graze.
Ooh.
Like, whoo!
Was that a ta-ta?
That was like a... yeah, oops.
I done the old...
No, that was it was a gas nailer.
Oh, okay.
But
I've done the old... Ta-ta! Something feels off. Oh, I got a 3 1/4 through my middle finger here. That's not good.
That's not right.
Hey, Ryan, look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah! Nice work, buddy.
Great. Wait, now we got to pull that out.
I can't feel anything, Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't hurt yet.
Let's pull that sucker out. Oh, that hurts now.
Yeah, now I feel it. Now I feel it.
I'm lucky that I didn't touch my bone there.
In this
finger.
Really?
Yeah. It was literally right in the, like, 3 1/4 Paslo nail.
Yeah.
It was literally right in the middle. Like,
just
perfect like this.
Yeah.
And good grief, that was painful afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah. I've nailed my feet. I've done that before where okay. you keep it, like, you know how you kick a stud over or whatever?
Yeah.
And okay, now you gotta, especially a twisted stud where you gotta, you just hold there and I'll angle it down and all of a sudden, and you're like,
yeah.
You go to move your foot and you're like, oh, hang on. I'm pinned to the ground here.
Whoops.
Yeah, that was a bit of a whoops.
Ah, away she goes.
Of course, private job, never wearing steel toes.
Not a bad thing to do, though.
I know. I hate wearing my steel toes, though.
Understandable.
In the attic, I stepped on a nail bad. It was a 4-inch nail.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the thing was
big
sticking.
Old spike.
Oh, yeah. The thing was sticking out like 3 inches.
Yeah.
They had nailed 1x4s down for their bracing.
Yeah.
Ooh, blood through my sock pretty quick.
Ooh.
Yeah, had to wring that sock out. That wasn't fun.
Hashtag steel toes, what?
Even that, though. Like, right through the bottom?
Yeah, but you just got a plate on the bottom.
Not all steel toes do.
Well, get some that do.
Well, yeah, but then I hardly wear them. That's the problem. In an attic, I got to wear shoes. Steel toes, they don't have enough ankle. Like, they're too...
You can get those steel toe shoes, though.
Yeah, those are... I just wear my runners.
Lots of guys I work with wear them.
Old son. Come on now.
Lots of fellas I work with wear them. I still wear boots, but I'm just a boot guy.
I am a boot guy, too. But I got so used to working in my runners now, it's just like, I'll just work in my runners. Just be careful, that's all.
Yeah.
No different than the outdoors. Just be careful.
I wonder how those Schnee's boots feel. That Mr. Ranella always preaches.
I know, about. I've been really intrigued to dabble in a pair of Schnee's. Although, you know what? I really like my Bozeman's.
Yeah.
I really do.
Those UAs?
Yeah. They're comfy. There was zero break-in time. They were ready to go right from factory. And they're warm.
Yeah.
I mean, I traipsed around the bush in minus 40 this year because I wanted to try out everything together and see actually... Because I hadn't used my Ridge Reaper set in extreme cold yet.
Yeah.
And I was warm. I mean, I was walking, but, like, my feet were almost toasty. Like, okay. To the point where it's like, you know, maybe I should only put one pair of socks on, or a thinner pair of socks. Because I did a thin pair and a pair of wools. I was thinking, maybe I should have just went with two thin pairs of socks.
How much insulation those bowls going to have?
Those are 600s.
Okay. Well, on a cold day, your feet are going to cold in that, if you're sitting.
If you're sitting, yeah.
If you're walking, then you're okay, as long as they're waterproof.
They are.
Which they are.
I actually got to re-waterproof them.
Oh, yeah.
Got to find a good product for that. I heard mink oil.
Yeah.
But I've heard there's better synthetic products out there.
Yeah, you can just get a generic waterproofing from a shoe store, Cabela's.
Mark's, Cabela's, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a place we haven't been to in a while, old son.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
May have to make a trip for a burger and to shop around.
Oh, I remember the last time I was there.
I bet you do. I remember the last time I was there, too. That was an expensive trip.
I don't remember what I bought, but I...
pair of cowboy boots.
Yeah. I almost bought a gun that day, but I bought the same gun used a few days later for cheaper, so...
You bought a new gun?
22.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Savage.
You got yourself a 17, don't you?
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Love it.
Worth investing?
Oh, totally.
When not I, much a plinking rifle, though, eh?
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah, but your rounds are a little more expensive.
A little bit, but... Hey, if you like accuracy, that's use a 17. You're going to zero you're going to zero that 17 at 100, not 50 like a 22.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, the wind is a factor.
Well, yeah, but...
But...
Same with a 22-250.
When I'm getting beavers for bear bait, I'm shooting them mostly with 17.
You get any this year?
Personally, I got 4, I think, and then my beaver hunting partner got 2.
Okay. We got to have him on here yet. One of these days.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same beaver hunt, Martin?
No.
Oh.
But we could have BT-91.
That's who I thought. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyways.
You might, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a few beavers out in the... Yeah. So, I mean, in my opinion, that's the best bear bait you can get.
That's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
Yeah, so.
I think
just make sure you take your hides, because otherwise it's illegal.
Take your hides. What do you mean?
You can't waste the hide on a fur-bearing animal.
Well, that's a good hide, though. You can use that for all sorts.
Exactly.
Make yourself a hat.
Exactly.
Or anything waterproof.
That's what I'm saying.
Put them on your boots. Gators! There you go! Gators!
The old Jim Shockey.
Yep. Well.
Old son.
Seen better, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
There's bigger fish in the ocean. Life ain't fair, the world is mean.
Life ain't fair and the world is mean.
Old Sturgill.
You know, haven't dabbled in Sturgill in a while.
Great guy. Sitting outside the CMAs.
Yeah, busking.
Busking.
Oh, well.
Ah, well. Life just causing a scene. He doesn't need it.
Nah, he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. That's one thing I appreciate. I've really stopped listening to radio music.
Yeah.
I like the guys that don't play on the radio.
Yeah. I've been really getting into that Texas country music.
Yeah, the old twangy.
Yeah, I
love it.
The old, you know, Cody Johnson, Cody Jenks, Josh Ward.
Aaron Watson.
Aaron Watson. Oh, love me some Aaron Watson.
Those are some good
real down-to-earth dudes.
Yeah. Life experience kind of guys. Not
guys
Nashville.
That took years to make it.
Yeah.
They haven't even made it.
And they never will.
No. I mean, Aaron Watson's finally on the radio up here.
Yeah, but...
One song.
Yeah.
But he's been...
What song has he got on the...
Out of Style. But he's been at it for years already. 15, 20 years almost, I reckon.
Isn't he an old bull rider?
Could
bull
be.
Fighter?
Could be. Probably.
Let's look into it.
There's Cody Johnson. He's an old bull rider.
I think he's a roper.
I thought he was a bull rider.
I think he's a roper.
Could be. That's years ago already.
I think he was a roper.
He's a prison guard.
Was he?
Yeah.
Huh. I know he started when he was 16. In a garage. A little garage band. The Cody Johnson band.
He, his first record, his dad was on drums.
Family Affair.
Well, he's got a few songs with his mom and his dad.
Does he?
Yeah.
Huh.
Those gospel songs.
Yeah, that's true. You know who does a good gospel song? I don't know if it's a gospel song, really. Old Son Chief, when he sings Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a gospel song.
If it's a gospel song, but yeah.
I mean, they are saying Hallelujah. But then they also do say, I think we've had this conversation on the podcast before. Yeah, who knows?
Eh, whatever. Texas country music, though.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with the old-timey feel. Even if they're not the old-timey guys, the old-timey feel.
Well, you can't. Not everybody can be old-timey guys.
Well, I mean, exactly.
There's people getting born every day.
Well, I'd reckon.
I mean, I was born, and you were born, and...
That was some years ago, old son.
We weren't born back in the old-timey.
No.
Not yet.
But we do live an old-timey kind of life, though.
In 40, 50 years, we'll be old-timeys.
Oh. Shoot, never mind 40, 50 years. To some people, we are old-timey. You know, I was talking...
Well, the way we go about things, we're old-timey.
Well,
I mean, aside from the fact that we're recording an electronic podcast right here.
That is true. And I got a Bluetooth speaker and a power box for my phone. But, no, I was talking with my brother, and he was complaining that he gets 20 bucks a day. Or, sorry, 20 bucks a week to chore. Okay?
Okay.
For an 11-year-old kid,
that's
pretty good money.
Making bank, old son.
I had to sit him down, and I said, old son, listen here. Back when I was a boy, when I was 7, 8, 9 years old, I chored for $1 a day. And every week, I got a paycheck for $5. Printed out. I went to the bank. My dad brought me to the bank. I cashed it. And I gave it straight back to him to put dirt bike in my fuel so I could get to work the next week.
So you can put dirt bike in your fuel?
Fuel my dirt bike. I can't English.
Granted, I'm sure you did more touring than I did, but I think I made $5 a month. Or was it $5 every 2 weeks? It was petty.
Man, oh, I love payday. Woo! Woo!
I mean, albeit back then, I mean, $5 was more than it is now.
Oh, you could get all... You could still get 5 cent candies back in those days.
Yeah. Well, I never did that. I'm just saying. But, yeah, you could... Just think, a couple months, you could buy something for $20.
Oh! The things you could get for $20.
You're the coolest kid in school.
Yeah?
You got $20 on you. Holy cow!
Oh, son. You had a $20 bill. That sat in your wallet, boy. Your little Velcro wallet.
Oh,
I had one. That wallet never left your pocket.
I had a Field & Stream Camel.
Oh, really?
Velcro.
I just had a regular old black Velcro. With a little change.
Yeah.
With the zipper on there.
Albeit, I still have a Camel Cabela's wallet now.
Oh, I don't.
Nice fold-up, though.
I got the trifold.
No more Velcro.
I got the trifold black deal. That's falling apart on me.
This thing is solid, though. I'm just lucky I haven't lost it.
I need to get me one of them leather ones.
Yeah. This one does not hold the smell of sweat, though. That's nice. Leather eventually did on me.
Then it was genuine leather.
Probably not.
Genuine leather won't hold a smell.
No, it was genuine. No, it was didn't hold a smell, but it was...
It frizzed the corners. It like, just it'll wear. Somehow. Yeah, it'll wear. I mean, I've only had my wallet for... 3-4 years, and I have to get a new wallet every 3-4 years, though.
I think I've been running this one for about 5 or 6. Used to have a little leather patch that Cabela's on here, but that's long gone.
Long gone.
Hey, you don't need that.
No.
Still good, though.
Still says Cabela's on the inside.
Nope.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah, it does right there.
Right there. Right next to the frequently used Air Miles card.
Yeah.
Gotta collect them. Never know when you're going on a trip, old son.
Hey, I'm going on a trip this Friday. Calgary.
Yeah!
Flying out with my brother.
Picking up
a 1985 Nissan 720 tool drive pickup truck.
To replace?
He wants one.
Hey. Ain't no shame in that game.
Well, he sold his vehicle, so he wants to buy something else, so he wants to buy this, so. And those have run in our family for some time, so.
Well, you've had this thing ever since I've known you. You had the blue one. Your old man's got the blue one. I see him
my
every old man, day.
Like, my brother had one of these almost exactly the same as what he's buying now. One year older. My dad has that one now.
And
my
what was the one Tyler bought?
That was a Toyota.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was a Yoda. That was the
pizza truck.
Pizza truck from...
Toy Story,
yeah.
Yep. Better believe it.
Hey, 2 trips out to the great province of Albertica.
Alberta.
All money.
Yeah.
Hey, do you hear the carbon tax is supposed to be ending?
Really?
Yep.
Didn't hear that.
Yeah, they...
About time.
So the...
Old son.
The I guess the CEOs of the three major domestic brands, being Ford, Dodge, and Chev, or GM, basically told Trudeau that what they're doing is completely useless.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think I've mentioned this before, but we put out 11 times the oxygen than what we use, than what, we, sorry, yeah, we put out 11 times the oxygen than what,
than the carbon, carbon
dioxide that we put into the atmosphere. Yeah. We basically take care of North America with all the trees we have.
Yeah.
So, why we have a carbon tax?
It's just a cash grab, really.
It is. Because the thing is, you can't beat it. You drive the same amount, they win.
Yeah.
They're getting money.
Yeah.
You drive less, they win.
Yeah.
Stupid. Go back to horse and buggy. Start making hay. It's cheaper.
They're going to tax you on horse emissions or something.
Oh, they, well, they've done that with cattle already.
Yeah. So.
Great. Beef farmers have to pay an emissions tax for what they're...
Well, the methane.
Cattle. Yeah, the methane.
Yeah.
Which, that's a... Now, granted, that is actually a lot of methane for absolutely our environment to handle. But carbon dioxide... If we were smart, we'd switch everything to diesel. What's the emission of a diesel? Water. Right? When diesel combusts, it produces water. Now,
it's water. It runs out of water, man!
Granted, every 18-year-old in this area with a diesel...
It's just throwing black smoke.
...is just rolling coal. That doesn't help for, you know, the green people.
Yeah,
and I ain't talking to pot smokers either.
It can't win.
It can't win. Not for a couple old-timey mugs.
That banter.
Frequently. Sometimes infrequently. But they do banter.
Bit of both.
A little bit of time, a little bit of space, a little bit of patience.
Lots of patience.
Lots of perseverance.
Woo! Say your prayers, kids.
48 days to waterfowl? 47?
Oh, let's check. 47.
Okay. September 1st.
I don't know when bowl opens this year. Is it earlier? I think it's a week earlier this year.
End of August.
Yeah.
End of August it opens.
Last year was what, September 5th or 6th or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a week earlier this year.
Yeah, so it'll be... Well, then it would be September 1st as well. It's a week earlier. It'd be August 30th.
Well, I bet you it'll be September 3rd.
It's a Monday?
That's a Monday. I'm guessing that's what it'll be. Could be. Labor Day Monday. That's not bad.
First day in stamp. You got cameras out already?
Two.
Checked them?
Haven't checked in a couple weeks, but I checked on June the 29th, and I had brow tines and 3 points out.
Okay.
Out to the edges of the ears already.
Like, so that, 3x3?
4x4.
Okay.
So that was...
No sign of...
18 days ago. I haven't seen Gearhard.
No sign, eh?
No.
This will be year two?
Yeah.
You didn't see him last year?
No. So, that... Plug in that perseverance and patience again. Time and space.
Yeah. That old son will need it. He's been around for a few moons.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still around, though. So we'll see.
Well, if he is.
We'll see.
I got a few connections with people that run trail cams out by the farm.
Farm buck still up?
So far, nothing. And that's uncharacteristic. He's usually out and about this time of year. The earliest I've seen him out on picture was 2 weeks ago. Now, that was 3 years
ago. Just after Canada Day.
Yeah. 3 years ago. Now... So, he's breaking characteristic a little bit.
He's getting old and senile,
but
though.
That's exactly it. I'm thinking he's getting old. Although, I did hear rumors that there was somebody that found him in the ditch.
Ooh.
But that wasn't confirmed.
That's a real kick in the knackers, bro.
It was apparently not a vehicle hit, though. From what... The rumor I heard, it was a deadhead, but nothing was broken on the body. Like, no bones were broken. There was no... Whatever, right?
Could it have been a bad shot?
Could have been. But that, now I'm talking rumor mill here. So, I cannot confirm.
Winding the old yarn, eh?
Yeah. So, we'll see. I don't know. I know we're going to go start putting out cams, I think, this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to go out Saturday evening, I think, and go hang a few.
The old swamp.
The old swamps.
Yeah.
See if I can... I don't even spend the night. We'll see. See if I'm working this weekend or not.
Yeah.
If I'm not, then I'll probably spend the night out there.
Worth maybe start
start setting up camp for this year so I don't have to bring so much in.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, you have any shower thoughts? Or do you want to keep going here?
I'm good
with some shower thoughts here.
I'm good with some shower thoughts. You put me on the spot with them every time because I keep forgetting to think of shower thoughts.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think about them during the week.
That's why I put you on the spot, so I can think of some.
I think about them during the week, and then I forget to write them down.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
Look at the way my grill is hanging on my truck. Y'all can't see this, but...
Ooh, we have a gap there on one side.
What happened there?
Ah, it's Chevy, though.
Oh, I know what happened. It's probably that when I hit that pole there. Push something up.
Bit of that yellow paint on there.
Yeah.
We should go.
Rubbing his racing, brother. Shower thoughts.
Look out for that wind off that lead car. Trying to side draft.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
might get a little squirrely.
Right rear you.
Yikes.
Shower thoughts. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, my shower thought for today. Do something that scares you. There should be things in life that scare you. They're supposed to scare you. It's a good scary. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can speak to this, you know best as anybody, last little while with the step that I'm taking in life with buying a house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary as all ghetto because that becomes, all of a sudden you're grown up a little bit and you got just a little like more that. Responsibility. Yeah. You're a little bit more in debt than you used to be in. But in the same breath, I mean, it's smart.
It's an investment.
It's an investment. But it's scary. But it's a good scary.
It's a big step in life. That's why it's scary.
It is, yeah.
And it's a lot of money.
It's a step of faith.
There you go.
Step of faith.
There you go.
And not always will the big guy upstairs tell you where to go. A lot of the times, he wants you to take a step and he'll work his magic through it.
Good to still keep in conversation, though.
Oh, it is. Oh, for sure. I talk every day. Twice a day. And three times on Sundays.
Well, I guess I'll just say this. When you're out in the field, out in the bush, out in the wild blue yonder, keep that respect for all things big and small, because there's things out there that'll kill you just like that. They won't care. They're not going to write to your mother.
They ain't going to send you a letter home.
No, they're not going to, no.
They're not going to give you a quarter and say, call someone who cares.
No.
Old son Trit.
Old son Trit, yeah. And, just be, like, don't let that scare you away from doing something. Really, I guess, in any facet of life, but just be careful with it. Go about it in a measured way a lot of the time. I mean, if it's scary and not going to cause you bodily harm or, you know, make you go belly up in financial aspects, maybe, well, hey, maybe...
Feet first, I don't know.
You tell me. That's up to you. That's a game time decision, perhaps.
Yeah, that's a tactical decision.
You do you, old son.
Old son. But you know what? Okay. Sorry. I like the shower thought idea, but I had something come to mind just now.
Okay.
So, I had a conversation with a lady.
Okay.
About hunting.
Okay.
And the outdoor life.
Okay.
And she said that the outdoor nature is very cruel. And I said, yeah, it is. I mean, outside looking in, it's very cruel.
Ain't no picnic.
No. But then I got asked the question, so do I consider myself a tree hugger?
If you climb a tree, you might be a tree hugger.
Well, in quotations, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Where does the line get blurred between conservationist and having a green thumb? Because, I mean, if you think about it, right, we've been blessed with a abundance of beautiful nature out here. In this province, even.
Yep.
We do have to do stuff to protect that.
Absolutely.
Because our future generations, you know, our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, they're not going to get the opportunities that we have if we don't. But how do you justify like, how do you blur the lines then, right?
Exactly.
Where does that line get blurred?
Yeah.
That's something that, because I don't consider myself a green thumb, right? I'm not out planting trees, but I do my best to grow a population to give deer a safe haven for, you know, 9 months of the year, and then for 3 months of the year, it's a slaughterhouse.
Hey.
Right? Like, it's their worst nightmare.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. For the benefit of myself.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's my shower thought. I'm gonna use that as my shower thought. Remember that there are good things in this life. They're not all ours. We do have to prepare for future generations.
Absolutely.
And finish your ribbons.
Finish your ribbons, kids.
Well.
And, do something that scares you.
Yeah.
Be measured about it. Well,
for the most part. Be a man, not a mouse.
Yeah.
You can be a man at night.
You can be a man in the morning.
Right on.
And, like I said, if it comes down, if it's something that's not going to kill you, literally, fake it till you make it.
Hey.
That'll bring you a long way.
Be a sponge.
Be a sponge. Fake it till you make it. That'll bring you a long, long way. I've learned that.
Have a good work ethic. Be a sponge. Fake it till you make it. Do your best every day. Day in and day out. You'll be just fine.
Hey.
Hey.